Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. Yeah, I was going to talk about politics and crap today, but I really don't care about politics. I'll be honest with you. It's funny, I got a text message yesterday. You can always text the show. Love it when you do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. This guy texted me yesterday. If you've listened to the show at all, you know that there are people out there that talk ad nauseum about politics, right? That's all it is. It is 24/7 politics. You listen to them. They do the same show every day with a little twist, but it's always the same show. And they pat each other back, tell everybody how great Americans they are to each other, and the whole nine. It's not who I am. I talk about real stuff, real life, the stuff that we care about. You're not talking politics 24 hours a day. This guy says, Chad, it's over, so why are you beating it to death? You're such an ad. I think you want to say an ass who is full of himself. Now, I guess we'll hear for the next 4 years who's Hillary and Obama screwed it all up. Well, if you've ever listened to my show, you know that I don't blame Obama for everything. I think he's made some missteps, but I'm very fair. Probably the fairest guy on radio you're going to find. But I do like the fact that people talk like that. I think it's hilarious. I do. And again, whether it's love or hate, feel free to shoot it to me. I'm totally fine with that. I am totally fine with that. Here's another texter writes in. I was talking about my uncle yesterday, Paul, saying he loves to wear his Trump shirt. Hey, idiot, tell your Mexican uncle. Hey, idiot. It's a good way to start any conversation. Hey, idiot, tell your Mexican uncle that orange idiot gonna have him help build the wall, then throw his ass back across with his Trump shirt on. I think you want to say Trump shirt. No, because my uncle was born and raised here in these here United States. He's not going anywhere. And just because he happens to be a Hispanic person that supported Donald Trump doesn't make him a person that hates his own kind. But thank you guys so much. Feel free to text the show. Full of hate, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. There's always so much to talk about. You know, I try to do the show like I'm sitting here talking to my friends. You know, Anthony and I will start out in the morning talking to something. Phil and I will start talking about something today. And it really is one of those things where this is the way life is, right? We talk about stuff. It's not just the same thing every day. For the last 5 minutes, we've been talking to Phil about something that happened at the Chargers game over the weekend. There's a time and a place for everything is the best way to describe that video. And I do not believe that was the time or the place. We'll post it on a Facebook page from TMZ Sports, if you must know. But it was, to me, it's more interesting. I don't know how people do this, right? I don't know how people sit up there and yammer on about stuff. I mean, what is there to talk about? What is there to talk about? Yeah, we talked about the attack yesterday. I think that was appropriate. I talked about Donald Trump talking about how we're becoming a browner. I mean, President Obama, how we're becoming a browner nation. I thought that was appropriate to talk about. But I just don't know how you did. Is that what people want? You want 4 hours, 3 hours a day of yammering on about stuff that's the same? Like, what can you say every day that hasn't already been said unless something truly significant happens? That's what I want to know. I've never really understood that. I know people, I guess, do. I guess people find it to be one of those things where this is what they want to hear. You want your validation. But I've never been that kind of guy. I love talking about stuff. We got Christmas coming up, man. I'm so excited. Because Jack's been doing, you know, he's here with me this week, and we're doing our Christmas, and he's kind of been doing it, you know, in the sly. Like, my birthday today, I wake up. What do you think the first words out of his mouth were? Daddy, can I open a present? Not happy birthday, Dad. Not, hey, Dad, you're doing a solid job in life. You know, thanks for knocking it out the pack. Hey, Dad, thanks for being a helper. Hey, Dad, thanks me. No, hey, can I open up one of my presents? I'm like, it's my birthday today. He goes, you can open up a present, too.
Hey, Dad, thanks for knocking out that rent.
Thanks for knocking out that, keeping them lights on. It's hilarious. I love it. I do. I think it's absolutely hilarious. But that's life. That's what I love to talk about. You know, that's what I love to talk about. I love talking about, you know, Phil and I talking about football. Anthony and I talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. That's what I talk about with my friends. Yes, politics is important. And when and if stuff happens, it's worth it. In the last hour, we talked about things I think that were real in this world. That were real. And I touched a bit on politics with the alt-right and the far-right growing around the world in Western cultures because they're seeing their culture slowly but surely evaporate as more and more people are coming in from countries who want nothing to do with their culture and want their culture. And by the way, they hate the culture they're moving to. And people are getting sick and tired of it. But I didn't come at it from a political aspect. I came at it from a realistic aspect. This is what's happening. This right here is what's taking place. No, I don't like to, you know, I don't. And it's so funny because, you know, everybody's, not, we'll be on vacation next week for 5 days, I think, you know, 5, 6 days. We're going to go on vacation. Most of my colleagues in this business, that are they're done. They're out. And their replacements are in. And they're funny. By the way, any replacement. Who do you have? We have Hammer and Nigel the first 2 days next week, Phil?
Yeah.
Hammer and Nigel. You guys don't have to kiss. You don't have to say, oh, thank you, Chad, for being here. Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you. No. Don't. I was listening to a couple of people last night who are filling in. And the praise and the ass kissing for the host that they had were true. I don't need any of that. Hell, do better. Maybe they'll give you the gig. It's insane. Just don't talk about politics. That's what they asked me. What do you want to do? Just don't talk about politics for 3 hours. That's just, you know, but that's all I do. I talked to a host once and he said to me, I try to do what you try to do. I just can't do it. I can't. I only know how to do it this way. And I'm like, look, it's not for everybody. You know, sometimes I think we're a bit of a music morning show that happens to talk about real life issues. Choice, race, crime, abortion, Lena Dunham, things like that, you know. But we have fun, too, because like, that's how I think life is. I think we need to become a much more entertaining world again. We need to get back to laughing a little bit more. We need to get back to feeling better about ourselves and to not being afraid to joke around. No matter what snowflakes say, it's okay. It really is. Not that I don't love the snowflake generation, because I think we all love the snowflake generation. But it's so, I think we need to be more optimistic. That's my thing for 2017. It's about optimism. That's what I want my show to be about. I want my show to be about the future. I want my show to be about positivity. I want my show to be about finding solutions to problems that currently we find ourselves in, whether it be race or gender issues or you know, political correctness run amok or any of these things. It's about finding solutions to problems that are real out there that we can deal with on a day-to-day basis. Because most of you follow politics at an arm's length. Yes, you understand it. Yes, Trump may have brought you to it. Yes, there's a lot of things that you're learning about. And yes, you're paying a little bit more attention to it. But it doesn't occupy 99% of your life. Because you have kids and you have a career and maybe you're going to school and you've got a business and you've got so many other things that you have to do with your life. It's just one part of what we do. It shouldn't be the whole part. And I think that's where we're headed. And I want to be more optimistic and I want to be more of a problem solver than a person who points out problems and then rails on them. That guy who texted me yesterday saying, all you're going to do for the next 4 years, I'm not blaming anybody for anything. And if you've ever listened to my show, honestly, I have been more than fair to President Obama and to Michelle Obama and to Hillary Clinton. Because I'm not one of these screaming, yelling lunatics out there. Like, it's silly. No, I don't think Hillary would have blown our country up. No, I don't think that at all. And I don't think she was a bad person. I don't think she hated America. And I think that, you know what? I think that President Barack Obama did everything in his power to do all that he thought he could for this country. And yes, I think he is pissed because I think his legacy is going to get torn apart. But I'm not blaming him for anything. Some of his moves that he did, some of the things I did that he did, I wasn't thrilled by. But the beauty of it is being able to criticize somebody for the fact that you don't like what they've done based on their actions, not based on who they are, but also being willing to praise somebody. I'll hold the feet to the fire to Donald Trump and to every other politician out there. We've talked about why we don't have politicians on the show. I don't like having politicians. I don't like getting chummy with politicians. I don't think it's a good thing. As our show grows, more and more will come to us. And I don't like the fact that they, you know, you hear the same politicians on the same eight shows all the time. It's hard to criticize people when you've befriended them. And I want the right to be able to say, I don't think that that was a solid move. We'll see. It's going to be interesting. Hey, you know what? I didn't take my Super Beats today, but I wish I had. Oh, wait, I did. Phil, did you take yours?
I did not take my Super Beats either, but I wish I had, Chad.
You guys, you might hear me talk about Super Beats, and you've done it, you know, been with the show. You've heard me talk about it for quite a while now. It's my go-to drink, and I did take mine today. I needed a little oomph this afternoon as we're getting ourselves ready. It's Christmas time. It's my birthday. We're doing all kinds of fun stuff here. And let me tell you something. As we head into Christmas and you're looking for that last-minute gift, there's still time for you to do something amazing as we head into Christmas and the new year, and that is give the gift of health this year. Right now, Super Beats is giving $100 in free gifts right now to Chad Benson Show listeners. I drink my Super Beats every single day. It gives me an energy boost. Sometimes I take it in the morning. Sometimes I take it in the afternoon. Sometimes I do it both, and there's no crash. There's no down. It just is great. Zero jitters. Zero. Zero jitters. Zero. And that's always a big thing. I used to drink a lot of caffeine, a lot of soda. I haven't for 2 years, and this has replaced any of that oomph that I needed. No energy drinks, none of that stuff. And guess what? The cost is nothing comparatively to drinking those things on a daily basis. Now, Phil, you gave up coffee pretty much altogether, and you were telling me you had the jitters.
Yeah, I'd always get the jitters when I was drinking a lot of coffee because I would drink a lot of coffee, like between 2 and 3 pots a day, and just feel miserable in the afternoon. But with Super Beats, I don't have that. I'm probably going to go get some here in a minute. But the taste is great. I feel the energy. I feel it working in my system, and I love the taste.
You're going to get a $100 gift for free. Are you ready for this? My listeners, as always, are going to get the supply of Super Beats, absolutely a 30-day supply, absolutely free with your first order, plus a book called Beat the Odds with free shipping. Here's the great thing. This holiday season, you're going to get a one-month supply of Nutrient Foundation, the unique daily multivitamin specifically designed to work with Super Beats, packed with 24 essential nutrients, and it's great for daily cardiovascular support. That's almost a $100 gift, so give the gift this year, whether it be to yourself or to others, of health. It's guaranteed or your money back. Love that. Go to chadbeats.com. That's chadbeats.com. Or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. This stuff really works. Just go to chadbeats.com and order today, or call 800-561-2677. Say, I want the gift of health this year. Chad Benson told me where to get it. Grab yourself some Super Beats. Hey, this hour, at this time, every day, we do something called What's Next? What's next for reality TV and entertainment as we head into 2017?
This is going to be easy. Let's see. What's next?
I know you're not going to like what I have to say next, but facts are facts.
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
What's next? This hour, every day, at this time, we do What's Next. We look to find out what's next for something. It can be anything from politics to pop culture, and pop culture is where we land today. TV, entertainment, and reality TV. What is next for it? The fact is, we live in a reality TV world. Where do you think we are now? We've got a president of the United States who was, for all intents and purposes, yes, he was a billionaire, playboy, but he was a reality TV star. And now he's president of the Yeez here United States. Politics, I think, is going to become reality TV's must-watch for a while, just for the craziness and the insanity of what may take place. But there's a lot of things out there that look crazy this year in the entertainment world, from great movies, and there's some good ones coming out, to some bizarre reality TV shows. One of them is a reality TV show with the KKK that's going to be on, I believe it's A&E. Are you ready? And the KKK is getting its own reality TV show. The Ku Klux Klan is getting its own reality TV show. It's insanity. We love it. The thing about reality television, and again, it's live and well, is because we love to watch other people's drama. It's called Gen KKK, like Generation KKK. We love drama. We don't care whose drama it is. Like people always say, I don't like drama. No, you do like drama. You just don't like your drama, right? But you do like drama. Like, we all like seeing people have drama. It sounds horrible, but the truth is, that's it. That's why we watch. We want to see that other people, you know, we want to see other people live. We want to, there's a reason there's wife swap. There's a reason there's, you know, housewives of, you know, everywhere from Ottumwa, Iowa to, you know, Beverly Hills and in Manhattan. There's a reason for that. We want to see how the rest of the world lives because we like being voyeurs and we like the drama. What's next for entertainment and reality TV is it's going to be big. It's going to continue to be big. Doesn't matter what it is, to catch a killer or whatever it is, to catch a murder, to the podcast that's out there called Serial and everything else. If there's drama involved, people will watch it. If it's entertaining, people are going to watch it. And we love to watch other people that are quote unquote normal people live their lives in such a way. I think the Kardashians are still going to be the Kardashians. And now they've got more Kardashian stuff that will bring people back with their brother and that crazy girl he was married to doing what they're doing. People come back to it. We love drama. That is what's happening with reality TV. And as far as the entertainment world, it's going to be a very bizarre year because I think what you're going to see in a lot of ways is the real battle between home viewing and going to the films themselves. You're going to see two or three different companies come out with a way to watch opening night big movies at home for an extra cost of like $50. So it's like watching a fight. But because home viewing and televisions have gotten so much better, this is where people want to do their stuff now. Why would you want to leave home? It's going to be very entertaining indeed. That's what's next for reality TV and entertainment as we head into 2017. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show. A lot of texts coming in, 323-538-2423. I thank you all for your kind birthday wishes. 323-538-2423 is your text line. Text line's wide open. Text it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
There's a dilemma. You're an NFL scout. You own an NFL team. You're a GM, whatever it is. You got a pick in the first round. You need a running back. Top two running backs are off the board. You look up. You have a potential superstar in a redshirt sophomore from Oklahoma by the name of Joe Mixon. 6'1", 226 pounds. Average about 7 yards per carry. Guys, he's bona fide. Ooh, we should make that a cool thing now to say. This 2017, write that down, Phil. Bona fide. Guys, bona fide.
Okay.
I said, Kerry, there's a four in there somewhere. What do you do? What do you do if you're this? Well, Chad, you take him, right? Well, hold on a second. Joe Mixon punched a woman and was caught on tape. Didn't just punch her, obliterated her. Punched a woman. You can see it everywhere. His lawyers finally released the tape. Happened 2 years ago. He was already dealt with by the school. Oklahoma, the Oklahoman newspaper finally got uncovered the footage after it was going to be released. His attorneys released it early, preempted the whole thing. It happened on July 28, 2014, 3 days after the incident, at the Pickleman's Gourmet Cafe in Norman. He hit a 20-year-old woman by the name of Emily Molitor. There was a issue there. An issue inside of this place. Transcript reads like this. The gay dude is what Mixon said to Emily's friend. He called me something. He was like, drop the N-word. So then I was like, you got me messed up. And then I called him the F word. And after that, the girl, she dropped her purse. That's when she came into my face. She pushed me. Then my glasses came off. Then, like, I had, like, jumped at her, like, to watch out. And then she came in my face, and I put my head down, and she swung on me. After that, I was so in shock because she hit me so hard, it felt like a dude hit me. After that, like, my face went boom. My reaction was right there. It's a fine line. Ray Rice, a couple years ago, we all remember the incident with him. Ray Rice and his wife, or then fiance, in an elevator. Ray Rice, the Baltimore Ravens running back, drunk. He just destroys his girlfriend. I mean, boom. She hits her head on the inside of the elevator on the little handles. He then drags her out of the elevator, very caveman style. People are up in arms. And NFL had already suspended him for 2 games, but they had not seen the video. Once the video surfaced, that was it. Ray Rice's career was over. And Ray Rice was actually talking about this, that nobody in the NFL wanted to touch. Wanted to touch Ray Rice, even if there was a dire need. There's two reasons there. The first reason, the number one reason is Ray Rice was 30-plus years old, or around 30, didn't have the value that he did. Understand that. Did not have the value as far as bringing somebody in. If he's the best running back in the NFL, he's getting a second shot. Somebody's going to take a chance on him, right? Somebody will. But no. But pictures are worth so much. You think they're worth 1,000 words? The million words? Try 10, 20, $50 million is what they're worth. But it's a little different than the Joe Mixon case, and I'll tell you why. I've seen the video, and yes, he lays her out, and it is absolutely wrong, and I would not do anything like that. But at what point do we look at somebody and say, you've laid your hands on another human being. You've hit somebody. You've hit somebody. You've hit an 18 or 19-year-old kid who, after your friend dropped the N-bomb on them, you then knock his glasses off by pushing him in the throat and face, and then you come out and you pop him in the face with your fist. Now, granted, the damage that he did was far greater. But I would argue that what she did was become the aggressor. It's not right to hit anybody. I don't care if you're a man or woman. Why don't we get that through our heads? It's not right to put your hands on anybody, no matter what gender they are. Any of the 14,000 genders that we've now created, it's not right to touch anybody in aggression. Whether it's man on man on woman, doesn't matter what it is. It's not right. And this video, when I look at it, I mean, he bust her up too. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he has since apologized. But when I looked at this, the first thing I wanted to say was she charged with anything? Because I see her being the aggressor. I see her laying hands on him first. I see her punching him first. Was anything done to her? Was she charged with anything? That's a very fair question to ask. Very fair question to ask. I have zero problems with that. No, you shouldn't hit a woman, and I wouldn't do that. But I'll tell you what, are there circumstances in life? A woman comes after me with a knife, you better damn Skippy well better. I'm probably going to take a swing. Wouldn't you? Woman comes at you with a pan, hits you over the head, busts you up. Wouldn't you feel you have the right to at least defend yourself? Absolutely. Here's the beauty of equality. It goes always now. You punch somebody in the face, regardless if they're man or woman, you're going to be in trouble. He said, look, she punched like a dude. It was a reaction. Absolutely, it was a reaction. Because at that point in time, it's all adrenaline. That's all it is. It's adrenaline. And yes, what he did was, you know what? I'm not even going to preface to say it was wrong. I'm going to say this. What she did was wrong. She got in his face. She knocked his glasses off. She hit him in the face. Yes, the reaction from him And what subsequently happened, because he bust her up. I mean, he knocked. I mean, I think, and if you've not seen the video, just type in Joe Mixon, M-I-X-O-N. She was out cold long before she got to the ground. And then it was just ugly from there. It was. He issued a formal apology. He said there was racial slurs at him, which potentially could be true. But my thing is, you know, he said, look, you know, we went into this place. She was talking about how we were trying to jump her. So that's when her friend went all, you know, crazy on her and tried to defend. But where's the equality in the fact that she was the first, right? Like, you do something now to a woman, or she does something to you, cops show up, right? You could have a little scratch. Your ass is going to jail. That's what cops are at the point now. It's like both of y'all are going to go, all right? Both of you are going to go. Well, here's the evidence. She hit him first. But, Chad, this is what? You shouldn't be hitting anybody. We always talk about you should never hit a woman. You shouldn't hit anybody unless it's out of complete necessity to save your life or the life of others or to escape certain situations. You should not hit anybody. And Joe Mixon did. But she did first. And I'm not going to be one of these guys that sits here and preaches about, well, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do. You know what? She gave first. She threw the first blow. She laid the first hands on somebody. And yes, he should have been bigger and walked away. But she is not without fault here. She is not without blame. I think he's going to get a shot in the NFL. Two reasons. One, because of that. Two, because he's 20-something with upside talent. We've always said in life is if you've got talent in life, you'll always work. You may have made mistakes, but you'll always work. See Robert Downey Jr. and everybody else in Hollywood. Some things, like what we saw with Ray Rice, coupled with the fact that he was 30, is going to get you a position where we probably won't touch you again. But I'll tell you what. If you saw Michael Vick killing those dogs, I doubt he'd have worked, but we didn't have pictures of it. Which I find to be amazing in this day and age of all of the cameras and stuff out there that we didn't find any pictures of. But he got back into it because he also still had upside potential. I don't know what's going to happen with Joe Mixon, but I do know he will be in the NFL. And he is eligible this year. He may stay another year in there. But what I do know is if you lay your hands on somebody, you're opening yourself up for something. And in this day and age, you shouldn't hit anybody, man or woman, boy or girl, nondescript gender, whatever you want to be identified as, you shouldn't lay your hands on anybody. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chadbenson, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You could text the show. 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We've got breaking news out of Mexico that we'll get to in a second as we're starting to filter through a massive explosion at a fireworks market. So far, it looks like at least 22 people have died. 22 people have died. We'll have more information about that. A little say what straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
How does that happen?
That just might be the dumbest idea I've ever heard, ever.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
So we're getting reports, and if you've not seen it, the video is everywhere. A small town about 25 miles north of Mexico City called Toltepec, which is a huge place for pyrotechnics, i.e. fireworks and whatnot. A massive explosion today hit the marketplace there, killing right now. We're finding out that there's 25 people dead and more people have been injured. And the search is on to find survivors if there is any. And it was massive. I mean, that is, if you've not seen it, it's one of those earth shaking kind of, You could. It looked like when I saw it, I didn't have my glasses on. I could see the explosion, but I didn't know where it was. And I thought, oh my God, are we bombing? It looks like Aleppo, right? It looks like Aleppo. But no, it's just a little town outside of Mexico City. And it was, and it wasn't one of those things where there was a huge explosion. What it was like a crescendo. It was like watching a fireworks show. It was an explosion, another explosion, and then it would be the little fireworks would come out. You could see them and there'd be another big explosion. And by the way, it's not like America, where Mexico has a lot of that cool stuff you can't get except for a few places around this country. You know, it's like sticks of dynamite and things. Like you would need that. You know, you got the Red Devil fireworks and you get those little, because I'm in California. We can't have fireworks anywhere, right? The only thing you can have are those little snakes. They go, that's it. That's all you can get. But like this was huge and it just continued to go. And it was like watching a fireworks show and it's terrifying. And then the aftermath, my God, destroyed. Horrible. Will this be the darkest night of the year? Yes, no, or maybe. Depends on who you talk to. People are saying it's the darkest night in 500 years. But science is saying, slow your roll. It's a normal day as it would be on any one of these days as we head. It's the shortest day of the year. But everybody's getting the fact that winter solstice and it's a regular night. That's all it is. It's a regular night. But a lot of people say it's the darkest day in 500 years. No, it's different. The way they look at it, there's a link in, and I'll put it up at britco.com. And how many people have shared this? Seeing the darkest day did happen on December 20th, but it was 2010, not 2016. Crazy. I mean, what is it like? How dark does it have to be? Like, what happens? Because I'm looking outside now and it's pretty dark. It's getting dark. It's like, does it get darker? Like, how dark is dark? Like, I can't see. Well, no, it's going to get darker. Well, what does that mean? Like, what? I'm just curious. Like, how much darker from I can't see do you get? Or like, are we going Stevie Wonder dark? Are we going, you know, like, I can't see Ronnie Millsap stuff? Or are we, you know, what's the darkness factor here? I mean, that's curious. So, yes, it does happen. And, yes, there was a dark day like this 6 years ago today was the darkest. But it's not now. There's no lunar eclipse tonight. So if you Google the darkest night in 500 years, you'll basically see that ever since 2010, the article has been shared on December 20th. But the truth is it will not be the darkest, quote unquote, night of the year. There is a new trend out there for you single people. Millennials obviously are big at this stuff. It is half night stands instead of one night stands. Say, what?
Chad, ain't nobody got time.
Nobody got time. I got stuff to do. I want to sleep in my own bed. That's right. Half night stands where you go, you do the business, and you bounce. There's no more awkward, you know, walk of shame or, you know, who are you? It's, you know, get. Because of Uber, that's what it's about. It's get. It's bounce. Boom. Get out of here. You don't got to go home. You just got to get out of here. And it's really this article in the Huffington Post talking about this. And it's interesting because it's still our generation still does, you know, if they're going to do a one night stand, the walk of shame, this, that's still there. The millennial generation, though, it's not. And one of the things they said is, look, they live in a swipe culture. It's easy for a hookup to go quick and move on to the next encounter. And we know how to departmentalize much better than an older generation. That's what I said the other day about this this younger generation is going to redefine a lot of what America is, and there's going to be a battle of certain things in this, in the way that this culture is looked at. Right? We have a culture clash going on that has nothing to do with radical Islam and Islam itself, and we have a culture clash going on with how we as Americans view the American dream and all these kind of things, and a younger generation does. And what their American dream is. There's going to be a culture clash. And this is another one of those things. A younger, under 30 crowd feels like, you know, it's a quick hookup. Because they do live in a world where everything is instantaneous. Right? You want to meet somebody in 2 or 3 hours. You don't care who they are. Swipe right, swipe left. You meet, you don't even have to worry about anything. You hook up, you bounce, you leave. Maybe you see them again sometime, but probably not. And it's okay. That's the way they want to live their life. Again, I'm not here to point at somebody's morals. I've never been that way. But an older generation, my generation, for instance, yeah, you know, there was the walk of the shame. There was the standing. But it's now the half-night stand. You know, and even the booty calls is just exactly what it is. It's I'm coming on over. I'll be there for 30 minutes, maybe an hour, and then I'm leaving because I got other things to do. That's how you want to live. I really don't care, actually. It's funny, this guy, a 26-year-old life coach. What could you teach me at 26 that you know more than? That is obnoxious. 26-year-old life coach, my ass. Insane. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.